The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5, live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Astros are getting a couple of draft picks as compensation for the Cardinals being dirty cheaters and some money. $2 million.
That's kind of unprecedented to give draft picks to another team. And I wonder how that affects their pool, because you have a certain amount of pool money for draft picks.
Now, the downside is the Cardinals are pretty good, so their draft picks aren't great. Still, guys you'll throw into your farm team.
Maybe some more prospects that you can trade down the road.
Texans plan to hire former wide receiver Wes Welker as an offensive assistant. That's a guy who was not the most physically blessed player in the world, yet made a long and very successful career in the NFL. He was doing things the right way, figured something out beyond being the biggest, the fastest, and the strongest. And that's kind of what I look for in a coach.
Maybe Welker can coach, maybe he can't. You just moved a receiver coach to a quarterback's coach, and your receivers weren't very good last year. You're shuffling around pieces of things that didn't work.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are live here at Radio Row, getting ready for Super Bowl Jet Li. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And we've had a lot of fun just kind of making fun of people today.
Yeah.
That's pretty much been it. So we did not get to do a gem of the day because we went over.
Oh, yeah.
I have three choices for you.
Okay.
And I think they're all pretty good, and I may save a couple of them for later in the week. But we have – are you familiar with Stitches the rapper?
I've heard the name.
Okay, we have him being arrested in a Florida-like way.
Okay.
In Florida. We have a sideline reporter saying something about the Cavaliers huddle, which maybe that's one we should go with because it's kind of timely. And then we have another typical Florida guy. Let's go with the Cavs.
Okay.
All right, I will make the command decision. Here is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You worked hard at that one, huh? All right. Well, apparently, I think sideline reporters are pretty much useless creatures.
For the most part.
They don't really add anything. They tend to ask stupid questions. They tend to...
You hated Craig Sager?
No, I didn't hate him, but I just don't...
You didn't find him purposeful?
No. I just don't see the need for that. Well, I talked to the coach going into halftime.
I'm going to ask these two stock questions going into the half and two stock questions going out of half.
And coach told me this. Yeah, I hate that.
Stock answer.
Yeah. Jong actually has this. This is Allie Clifton, who I'm not familiar with. But Cavs were playing the Nets last night, and after a big basket, they threw it to her. And she was asked what she picked up in the last huddle.
Here's what happened. Listening to the huddle between quarters, what'd you pick up, Al?
Well, just an observation, guys. I take you back to the first quarter when LeBron said that he was reminded.
Just masturbation. That's all. Isn't that kind of what a sideline reporter is doing?
Oh, boy. Well, awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
Awkward.
But, just masturbation. Okay. Well, there you go. That's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, Jay said, I read the draft slot pool for the two picks the Astros get comes to. Yeah, we mentioned that when we did it the first time. And so we probably, when you do it in the rewind, you have to explain it again.
Right.
So, yeah, they get that pool money. So, yeah, it's a good payoff. And I think it's, we'll have to wait and see, whether they wind up getting players out of it. But it seems punitive to me. That's all. It seems way too punitive.
I don't like taking away draft picks, period.
And then giving them to another team.
Yeah. Like the $2 million, I feel like I would have been like, okay. Those guys have so much money anyway that $2 million seems like a reasonable punishment. Like, I don't know, changing up the way draft, the weight of the draft order, I don't like that.
Because you don't know that information actually helped them.
No.
But, oh well.
But I also don't know why they were stealing information from literally the worst organization in baseball at the time. So
it makes very little sense.
Very strange. it's like sitting down at a biology test next to the dumbest kid in the class and copying his test answers. It's ridiculous. No one does that. You copy off. I would say you copy off the Cardinals is who you would normally copy off of.
If the Cardinals were copying off of them, then maybe they would have taken Mark Appel instead of Chris Bryant.
Very strange.
not so good. All right. I was watching ESPN this morning, and they did which I don't know why I'm doing it. I almost never watch their shows, but today I was kind of trying to get the sense of what they were doing and, Super Bowl in town and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they did their top 10 Super Bowls of all time. And I'd be curious what your thoughts are, because I kind of agree with most of these. At number 10 on their list was Super Bowl III, Jets-Colts, the Namath Guarantee, which before my time. I was officially
tell you about it.
Too young to even remember being alive. Number 9 was Super Bowl 32, where the Broncos beat the Packers 31-24. That was the Terrell Davis going off game.
Okay.
Number 8. This one I remember because the Jackie Smith drop, Steelers 35, Cowboys 31. Again, that's before your time, but you've probably seen the highlights. Number 7 is Super Bowl 23, the 49ers beating the Bengals 20-16 on the John Taylor catch.
That was one of the first Super Bowls I actually remember watching.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, you'll remember most of these. At number 6, and this one is the best one I've ever seen in person, Patriots 20, Rams 17 in New Orleans. And that was one that it was after 9/11. That was the whole scene there was incredible. Even U2's halftime performance, where they were honoring the people who were killed, it was just the whole atmosphere was incredible. That was such a great game. One of my best sports moments ever in person, where I was there.
Funny story: a buddy of mine and I were going to drive down. We were in the Army at the time. We were going to drive down and do, we weren't going to go to the Super Bowl because we were in the Army and we were poor. But we were going to go and take in the festivities of that Super Bowl week. And then because 9/11 happened, we couldn't go down and do it. I mean, it was for the next 6 months, it was basically lockdown on post all the time, always ready to go. But that was a Super Bowl week that we planned on attending and then weren't able to.
The one thing I remember about that is that was the greatest show on turf and how fast they were and all that. I remember watching the first quarter of that game from the stands and watching the Patriots defense and thinking, holy bleep, the Patriots defense is faster than the Rams offense.
Yeah.
And they played that fast. And of course, they go on to win on the last second field goal. Okay, here's one you're not going to like. Number 5 on the list, Giants 20, Bills 19.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Number 4, and I might move this up just because the ending was so incredible, Rams over the Titans, where
that was a
Dyson
great one.
So close at the end, and Holt with a big touchdown right before that, big drive, and then the Titans come right back to try to tie it and come up oh so short.
I lived in Tennessee at that time, and it was emotionally crippling for them, but as someone who had come here from Houston, I was laughing on the inside.
Number 3 on the list, Steelers 27, Cardinals 23, the Santonio Holmes catch.
That's a great game.
Yeah, that was
great. That would be one of my top ones.
I think I would have it ahead of the reason. I'm pretty sure the reason they have this number 2 is because it was an upset, and it was the 18-0 Patriots, but Giants Patriots. It was a good game, but it was a really good finish. It was an incredible finish, but the game itself leading up to that was kind of air. And then number 1 on their list, they have Patriots Seahawks.
The stop at the 1.
Stop at the 1. I don't think I'd argue with that. I think that.
I mean, anytime it comes down to the final play of the game.
Yeah.
What's great is those the top three that you mentioned have taken place in like the last 10 years.
Right, right. And
I mean, we've gotten some really good Super Bowls lately,
and that's a good thing. But I think if you're going to look at the ones that came down to the end, that one, Rams, Titans, Steelers, Cardinals, Giants, Patriots, for that matter, they all did.
Niners, Chargers came down to the
no.
Bills, Cowboys, twice came down to the last play.
No, not so much.
Oh, I thought the Bills were going for a 35-point conversion at the end of that game. I may have made a mistake.
All right. Well,
you're doing good, Barry.
Are we all friends again?
Yeah, we're good.
Because I kind of feel like I'm getting caught in friendly fire here.
He brought that toy with him to Radio Row. I keep thinking that he's going to outgrow that toy. But he just doesn't. He carries it everywhere with him. It's so creepy to me.
Oh, well, you know, better that he creeps on a toy than...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's those things are... That's why you have those, right?
I guess so. I don't get it. But, you know.
Barry's a good dude, man. All right, so the cricket's a little weird, I admit, but still a good dude.
One day Chris Hansen's going to come in and see Barry with that and go, Barry, why don't you have a seat?
Oh, you weren't texting a cricket after all.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. It is the Blitz.
The Sprint Blitz, Fred.
Brought to you by Sprint.
That's right.
We are
look
all
at my
week
shirt.
Long.
Sprint.
You know what?
Sprint.
This is a good color on me. This little hint of yellow.
It's really not.
No, it is because it's black, which works, and then a little hint of yellow.
Not great on you.
A little hint of cowardliness. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Sprint Week. Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center. This is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Radio Row in beautiful Houston, Texas. Which, we're always in Houston, Texas, though, except for when the Super Bowl is elsewhere. And a couple of GM hires that we haven't had a chance to get to yet.
We hired a new GM? What happened to Todd?
No. We did not hire a new GM.
Oh. So Todd is still the boss?
The Texans did not hire a new GM.
Oh. But what about Todd?
No, Todd's still here.
Still here, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
As far as I know, although he hasn't responded to my emails today, so.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe something when no, I'm just kidding.
Surprise!
Yeah. The Colts hired Chris Ballard from the Chiefs, who I don't know if the guy's going to be any good, but if you're looking for a team that drafts pretty well on defense and needs to rebuild that way, I think I would tap into the Chiefs.
Yeah, not a bad one.
And then the 49ers hired John Lynch, who has no experience.
No.
But they were really impressed with his communication skills. He is an analyst. He better have good communication skills.
Yeah, it's weird. And, like, he wanted to keep the fact that he was even a candidate a secret. And
yeah.
And they were like, okay, cool. And, it ends up working out. I still feel that organization... Like, I feel bad knowing that that's probably where Kyle Shanahan's going to end up.
Yeah, well, all indications are it's done. It's
yeah.
just you're not going to announce it until after the Super Bowl.
And I feel bad for him on that front. And, like, John Lynch taking that job, I just don't understand it. So you've got a first-time head coach with a first-time GM and one of the worst owners in sports. What could go wrong?
Pretty good combination, if you ask me.
Not to mention a horrifically untalented roster.
Well, there's that too, but I'm sure those communication skills are really going to help. He's really going to help Lynch fix that roster fast. So, I don't know if you saw this, but both Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald thinking about retirement this offseason. I kind of get it in both cases. Obviously, they thought this was going to be a Super Bowl caliber team this year. It wasn't. Didn't go the way that they'd hoped it would go. I bet you they both sit out or think about it for about a month and then they come back for one more run. I'd be surprised if they both retired.
I would be too. That seems unlikely.
I think they can both still play, and I think it's just the disappointment of having a crap season when you thought your team was going to be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And really, I think we all thought they were going to be. Hell, you picked them to go to the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually think Carson Palmer, I don't know what the deal is, but I've heard a lot of rumblings about Tony Romo to the Cardinals. So
interesting.
I don't know what the future holds for those guys. It's hard to say at this point. But I'm actually looking forward to the offseason, mostly because how often how often is there even like a remotely decent quarterback available on the open market?
Peyton Manning was the last one, right?
And he wasn't even available. I mean,
he was available because he had been hurt.
Right.
Just like Romo is going to be available because he got replaced. And it's the exact same situation, really. Colts got their quarterback, and Manning was coming off an injury, so you cut him loose.
So now we're going to have Tony Romo presumably available on the open market. There's rumblings that Jay Cutler will be available. There's rumblings that Philip Rivers may be available. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And to me, it kind of sets us up for an interesting offseason because that's – usually quarterbacks, and listen, I know Jay Cutler and past his prime Tony Romo and probably past his prime Philip Rivers aren't Tom Brady or, you know, Matt Ryan or Andrew Luck, but they're way better than what's normally out there available to anybody. And to me, that kind of makes it interesting that there could be three teams. And, you know, if Carson Palmer ends up playing somewhere, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's respectably good quarterbacks, maybe not great ones, but respectable quarterbacks that could be had this offseason, and that's kind of cool to me.
Well, it is, and I think there's all question marks. I mean, they all have question marks. I'm not sure Cutler can succeed anywhere at this point in his career, but Rivers is a guy that, boy, if you put him on the right team.
Oh, yeah.
And Romo is, I mean, I know Romo can play if he can stay healthy, which, you know, so it's going to be, it would be gambling quite a bit with any of them, but I think it'd be very interesting. 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, be happy to take your texts as we're out here live, and we're brought to you by Sprint. Did I mention we were brought to you by Sprint?
We are brought to you by Sprint.
I don't know if I mentioned that, but we are brought to you by Sprint, and we will be all week, so everything that's happening out here at Radio Row is thanks to Sprint.
Thanks, Sprint.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. I refuse to mention anything about the Pro Bowl except for one thing.
Fred, I watched professional wrestling instead of the Pro Bowl. That tells you how much I care about the Pro Bowl. Yeah. I watched professional wrestling instead of the Pro Bowl.
I did not watch either, but I did love the highlight of Kirk Cousins throwing the interception and then chasing the guy down from behind and stripping the ball away.
That was pretty good.
That was the one. And that's all you had to watch of the Pro Bowl was a highlight.
Yeah.
They showed that highlight. You're watching that, and you go, okay, that's cool. There was nothing else to see there.
I honestly don't know who won the game. I didn't even read up on the Pro Bowl when I was doing my prep today because I was like, that's not sports.
No, it's not.
That's not sports. I'm not going to worry about
it's
that.
It's not sports.
It's the Pro Bowl.
It's not football.
Doesn't count.
The AFCO one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Figures. By the way, those were ugly uniforms,
yeah.
Right?
What's
going on with that?
I only saw them long enough for that one highlight.
There was someone in the crowd of the Royal Rumble. First of all, there was a sign in the crowd at the Royal Rumble that said the Warriors blew a 3-game lead. And there was a guy wearing a – do you remember when – this was probably 15 to 20 years ago. The NBA All-Star Game was in Phoenix, and they had turquoise uniforms that were just atrocious. And somebody in the crowd was wearing, like in the third row, was wearing the Phoenix All-Star Game turquoise uniforms that are just awful. And someone held on to that for all these years to wear it on television.
Wow.
Yeah, not good.
713-780-3776.
1995.
Oh, wow.
These were the jerseys.
Yeah, that looks like...
Somebody was wearing that jersey.
How stoned was the guy who came up with that?
I don't know.
No, you know what it looks like? It looks like a stoned 8-year-old designed that.
That was the Eastern Conference. The Western. I feel like they like one was purple like that, but I mostly remember this green one, turquoise.
Turquoise,
one,
yeah.
With like the chili pepper on it. Not a great look.
No, that's pretty brutal. Oh, well. I like it when they... Well, a lot of those color rush uniforms this year, like those Seahawks ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those were brutal. So.
Oh, yeah. There is the other guys.
Yeah, that looks like... it looks like Barney the Dinosaur threw up on them.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, well. The other story I wanted to get to, which, you know, I don't want to say I'm a fan of people getting killed by animals when they wind up in places they're not supposed to, but
what are you talking about?
I like, if somebody, say, climbs into a zoo enclosure with a polar bear and gets her head ripped off.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel bad for that.
If it's an adult, right?
Right.
If a kid falls in there, that's a different animal.
If a kid falls in, you should save the kid and then throw the adult in.
Right. Like, and then if you have to shoot the gorilla, you do it.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah. Well, apparently a tourist was mauled to death in front of his wife and child after he climbed into a tiger enclosure at Ningbo Younger Zoo in East China as the cats were feeding. Okay.
Oh, no.
If you're going to jump into you're going to jump into a damn tiger den, you don't want to do it while they're eating.
Yeah.
And in an hour-long rescue effort, zookeepers tried to scatter the lions with firecrackers and water cannons, but not before they bit and clawed at the man's head and neck until he perished.
Oh, boy.
One lion was reportedly shot and killed during the attack. I hate that. I hate when the lion gets shot and killed.
Just for doing lion stuff?
Yeah. I mean, photos are pretty cool.
Yeah. That's a tiger.
Well, they say tigers.
The lions and tigers live together?
Well, I hope not. No, the story says lions, but yeah, the photo's tigers.
Those are definitely tigers with the orange and black stripes.
I've
seen that.
I recognize tigers when I see one, so yeah. But apparently this is the second such attack to occur in China over the last 6 months. So I don't know what's going on with these Chinese tigers, but they're eating an awful lot of human beings. Murky says suicide by tiger. Man, if I'm picking a way to suicide, it's not going to be jumping a tiger enclosure.
No, it's not a great way.
I want something quick and painless.
Yeah, they take their time, I feel like.
Yeah,
I feel like a bear would probably, like a bear could hit you one time and you'd be done.
All right, like a rhino? Rhino would probably do you pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know who apparently is very, very, they want to hurt you really bad. They have ill intent toward humans, is hippopotamus.
Yeah. And they're big and they can crush you.
But I don't want to die in the water either.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be great. I don't know. How about this? I don't want a zoo animal to kill me.
If I were going to pick a zoo animal, though, I'd want one that would do it much faster than...
Gator?
No, because you got to get chewed up just like you do with the lions, or tigers, excuse me.
You want blunt force trauma.
Yeah, I want a rhinoceros to impale me right through the heart. Boom, done.
That'd be good.
All right, the odds of that happening, though, are pretty small. But there are odds of you being able to bet on the big game this week, pretty big. All you have to do is sign up for MyBookie. And the best thing about MyBookie, and the reason that I love this site over everything else right now, is if you win, you get paid. And I had a little money left in one of this other website a couple months ago, and I hit a few horse races with it and ran it way up, and guess what? Still haven't gotten a check from them. And that was 2 months ago. And that's frustrating. And that's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. Industry-leading website, real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action, with odds updated in real time. And if you think it's going to be the Patriots, you think it's going to be the Falcons, hey, man, now is when you need to get in. And you're going to get paid off when you win. That's the important thing. They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000 if you use promo code FRED. That's promo code FRED, and you're going to get a 50% deposit match. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. LV. Sign up today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, this is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Radio Row. And it was another good off-air conversation with David Nuno, who's out here. Who was we were just talking about the first person I hosted a show with in radio. And it didn't last very long, but the other guys offered to pay me. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, that was,
you were doing the show for free?
Yeah, that was.
I told David, David's too handsome to be in radio anyway. This was a good career move for him, was switching to TV. He was wasting his talents. I mean, you got to be, let's be real. He wasn't that great on the radio, but he's handsome. So it's like, you know.
Actually, he was pretty good on radio. We had some great shows, and glad to see him. Glad to see him doing what he should be doing, though, which is getting on TV and being pretty and doing sports.
I love that Barry Warner is so old now that when he walks, it looks like he's wearing a diaper with a load in it. Like, he's gotten to that age where he does like the I've got a loaded diaper walk. It's so great. Oh man, he did say on the Uber ride over, this is his last Super Bowl.
Well, and we were actually talking about that, and I mean, this is 60 years in media for Barry, and makes sense to do your last Super Bowl right here in Houston. So congratulations for that. That's an accomplishment to last that long.
Yeah, Dylan was like, why are you so convinced it's your last Super Bowl? And I was like, look at him. There's no way he's going to last until next year. This is it. I mean. But Dylan seems to have hopes that he sticks around, probably because Dylan knows that without Barry, he's unhireable. I mean,
right.
Dylan, what would happen to him? He'd go away, probably.
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't.
Just kidding. I think Dylan Gwynn does a show on his own anyway. I might be making that up. Does he? Does Dylan Gwynn have his own show without Barry? Okay. Yeah.
It was a get me ride this morning.
He has two shows?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Oh, oh God, I couldn't put up with him for that long.
A daily show? Oh, my.
And people listen?
Did you know? No. Stop it. No one's listening to that. Are you crazy?
Just point out, it was a get me ride, not an Uber.
No, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I also want to thank, once again, Sprint.
That's right.
We're brought to you by Sprint. Barry's brought to you by Sprint. Dylan's brought to you by Sprint. AJ's brought to you by Sprint.
We all are.
Yeah. So it's Sprint week here, and we are going to and you've got one more Sprint appearance, is that correct?
On Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I've got an appearance, yeah. One of our sales guys, I won't name names, but he asked me to do an appearance on Saturday, which, first, you've worked with me a long time, Fred. You know how I feel about doing anything on Saturdays or Sundays.
Well, and at this stage of our career, I think we're at the point where we don't have to do that crap.
Well,
generally.
Day one of my career, I did not want to do anything on the weekends. That was a big thing for me. Unless I'm going to a football game, I have no interest in doing it. But he was like, can you do an appearance on Saturday? And I said, honestly, I can't. I said, I've got a Sprint appearance on Saturday, and the UFC's on Saturday night. This dude comes back the next day and is like, I checked on your Sprint appearance, and it's from like 11 to 1. This event, or no, he said it was from 10 to noon. He's like, this event wouldn't be until like 1 to 3. And I could not believe, I said, no, I'm not, this is like the busiest week for me. I've got to do 800 things I don't want to do. I've got to go to parties and like pretend to be social and do
and
all
pretend
this.
To be sober.
Yeah. I mean, it's just too much going on. And Saturday's like, you know, I've got the UFC fights on Saturday, and then I'm going to the game on Sunday. I got a lot going on. But, yeah, he was like, yeah, your appearance on Saturday, you could probably make a second appearance work. I refused. I couldn't do it.
Who does that, though? It's like, oh, I'm going to go look at your schedule.
He did. Yeah. He checked up on me.
This is be the first appearance I've taken on a weekend in forever because –
Oh, I didn't take this appearance. It was assigned to me.
No, I actually wanted to do this one because it's a Capital Bar, so it's close for me, and it's 4 to 6, and it's with Quentin. So
that's pretty good.
I was going to be out drinking anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
good.
So it makes sense, right? So I get to go hang out and do that.
They have no beer, no bourbon, nothing at the Sprint store that I'm going to be at on Saturday. So
bring your own.
Luckily, I will have spent the night before at Gow's house, so I'll probably still be a little bit drunk when I get there on Saturday if things go right.
I was so excited about how drunk I was going to be able to get Friday night, and then I realized I have to take my wife to the airport Saturday, early Saturday morning, because she's flying out to Phoenix. Which
let me
is
tell you about Get Me.
Well, the good news is
I would grab her phone and say, "Honey, let me download this app for you."
Boop. She's got the app. She's got the app. Maybe that's what I'll do.
I might have to do that
because I'd kind of like to be able to sleep in Saturday. And then she's going to be out of town, so I'm going to be wanting to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Because now that she's gone, it's like...
It's when the real party starts,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So Saturday night's going to be awesome. And I don't even know what I'm doing for the Super Bowl yet. Because I thought I was going to have a couch, and I was just going to sit there and watch it at home.
You're not going to have a couch. You'd have to watch it in your academy chair.
Yeah.
But then the other...
But it does have the little thing where I can put my beer in there.
That's good.
It's got that.
But the alternative for you then is going out to a bar?
Which I don't really want to do.
For the Super Bowl?
No,
that sounds horrible.
That is a nightmare. That is a nightmare.
Horrible.
Unless you're somebody who's into that, and I'm.
Wait, maybe you'll get invited to someone's Super Bowl party. But, you've got a lot of friends and stuff. You do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't like going to other. I don't like going to other people's houses.
Okay.
You know, I probably will just watch it at home. Which, does that make me weird?
No.
That I'm going to be there by myself, watching a game, drinking beer. With nobody else around, even the wife, just me and the dog.
Well, I can go for it. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be not kind of a nice, cool way to watch a game.
Like, if I wasn't going to the game, I would absolutely be watching it on my couch because I just don't like to go anywhere.
Yeah, I thought about going, but I kind of feel like it's one of the things. It's like when you've done enough of these, the game itself doesn't really appeal to me. I don't even know that I like going to live sports anymore. I still like going to fights, but football games even, so much better on TV.
Yeah, TV is nice.
And
there's no other people around.
No, and you can sit there and drink your own beer. You're not paying $50 a beer for stuff. But, I mean, it'd be cool if I'd never been to one. I'd love to go.
Right.
And if I'd never been to one in Houston, I'd love to go. But, hell, I was at the first one in Houston at Rice Stadium as a little kid.
Yeah, I've never been to one in Houston.
So that'll be cool. Jacob said, "Sorry, I did not get my invitation to the Gal Media Party. Could you please give us that address over the air?" You know, the Friday party is private. What the
heck?
Uh-oh. What is going on here?
Oh, it's on you, flirty flirt.
Yeah.
Is Sprint Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from Radio Row at the George R. Brown Convention Center, this is The Blitz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I just realized this is the last segment of the show, A.J.
That's it.
That was pretty quick.
Chong, are you going to not tell us who was responsible for kicking us off the air there?
Well, I got to go find out.
Okay, because
there's got to be accountability around that place.
We kind of feel like if somebody pushes a button that knocks us off the air, that they should be called out. And that we should tell the people who are responsible, because they're the ones who are listening, and they're driving around, stuck in traffic, and all of a sudden they're hearing SB Nation in their radio,
and
not
if,
us.
If whoever did it is like
over
a...
our air.
Okay, it just came into our ears and ruined our broadcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's forgivable then,
well,
right?
Whoever it is, we should find out, and if they're an actual, you know, someone important at the station... Then we should give them a talking to and say, hey, this can't happen. If they're a bit player, like if they're like a hanger-on, like we don't really know if we need them around, fire them.
Like those guys that don't shave over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, listen, man, we didn't know if we needed you to begin with, and now we officially don't need you anymore. You're fired. Why? That's what I would do if I were the boss, John. That's what you need to be doing. Cut down on this nonsense.
Yeah, at least call them out on air so that their family knows they're a failure at their job.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Who does this? Sean does it all the time. Sean who? Salisbury. He ruins broadcasts?
Calls
people out. Oh, yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Because Sean understands what this business is about.
Exactly.
He understands his reputation's on the line.
Yeah, so apparently we weren't off the air, but people could hear us talking, but we couldn't hear anything because there were women in our ears.
Right, and it was like blaring loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane.
I mean, we wouldn't have been able to hear Barry over it. That's how loud it was.
Yeah. And, of course, Quiet Guy was still flirting with Kirsten.
Yeah.
So
Oh, it sounds good to me, guys. No big deal.
Oh, is there a problem?
Meanwhile, he's gained zero ground in that department. Zero.
In fact, I think he's kind of regressing a little bit.
Whatever his tactic is, it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, well, now he's slinking off and staring at the phone. Yep. That's never a good sign. We are hard to work with. Yeah. You better have thick skin.
No, we're not that hard to work with. You know why? Like, if things just go right, I'm a peach to work with. The problem is everybody's like, oh, AJ's such a diva. No, I just like things to work like they should in a major radio market. That's all. No big deal. I'm not asking a whole lot. I'm just asking people to, you know, not screw things up. It's not crazy to ask.
Well, I just when it does get screwed up, I like making fun of it.
Yeah, well, that's good for you. I just get angry. I can't make fun of it. I get angry about it.
Kind of comes off as funny, though, I have to say. So, all right, well, we have a list here of like people who are supposed to be on a show at some point.
Okay.
But I don't know that any of these are us. So
I don't know. We're going to have a couple guys on from the UFC this week. I know that. Yeah. I've made sure of that. Although it turns out, like, Nick Sharara, he's decided that Derek Lewis, who's, like, actually my friend, Nick booked him for their show. So
Derek has come in studio with us.
Yep. Yep.
Derek, who's been on the show several times.
Yep.
So he's going to be on a show where they don't really know anything about
him. Yeah, no big deal. No big deal.
Okay, that's fine. So we have Sage Rosenfels.
Well, Barry will be on the show, and Barry knows Derek, too. So maybe that's why. Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right.
Sage Rosenfels tomorrow at 4:30.
Oh, the Rosencopter. The Rosencopter himself.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, I honestly, I don't get upset when we're not super guest heavy because we get to do our regular show, and that seems to be what works for us, is just doing the show that we like to do. So when we're forced a bunch of guests, not really the best. But I also understand we're here for a reason.
Right, and the thing is, it's not that much different. Everybody gets big names.
Yeah, and everybody gets the same guys.
Yeah, so what we just hope to do is that...
Look at the big-name guest we got! By the way, you'll hear him on 610 or 790 in 30 minutes. That's the way it works around here.
That's the reality. But that's okay. We just try to hopefully get people that we can get the most out of, and if not...
But it also gives us a chance to show off our great interview skills, Fred.
It does do that. We do pretty well when they... That's especially right. One after another.
That's right.
With no prep on these guys. Yeah, I think we do okay with
that. I'll put my interview skills up against any of those jokers on those other stations.
Well,
I'm confident, Fred. I'm confident.
I think I'd pretty much
this week.
I'd put up this show's skill set up against any of those jokers from any of those other stations for anything.
Except not the way we look with our shirts off.
Right.
Wouldn't put that up against them.
No, no. But that's – fortunately, people don't get to see that.
Right.
Drinking skills?
If the show was just me, we'd be okay. We'd be okay on that. You lower the average. I'm not going to lie.
I don't weigh that much more than you do right now. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's, you know, I'm going to get that fixed up.
We also have less hair than almost every other show.
That's true. Less hair.
Except look right over there at Dylan and Barry. They're not way ahead of us.
We have more facial hair.
Yeah, but Tony Bruno, the lady with him, has way more hair than us.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. We are right next to a legend, Tony Bruno, who is a legend in the sports media game, the sports radio game, is doing his – what are you doing, a podcast, Tony? Is that what's going on? He's here for the party and the booze. Where can people listen to your podcast? What's the site? TonyBrunoShow.com. He's a friend of our company, and you know he'll be hanging out with us at the Gal Party on Friday. Maybe we'll if you've got some time, maybe you can come on with us sometime this week.
Right. That'd be great.
Tony will come on with us. Good call. Good call.
Yeah, he got a chance to chat with him a little bit last year.
Yeah.
And, good dude, man.
At the same dinner where the Hall of Fame committee guys told me that T.O. is never going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, I'm never going to forget that dinner in my whole life. I said... T.O. and Randy Moss are like the two of the three best receivers ever, and they're like, no, neither one of those guys get into the Hall of Fame. What?
What is life if those guys aren't Hall
of
Famers?
He doesn't epitomize a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and then they're talking about some old white dude with a leather helmet who they're going to vote in next. And I'm like, what the? It's mind-boggling to me that old white men make such poor decisions in this country constantly.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. If I could build a wall around all the old white men who are making poor decisions in this country, I mean... Well, I don't know where I'd start, even. I don't know where I'd...
It wouldn't be a wall. It'd be a maze.
That's
You'd
true.
Have to, like, go all over the place
Good
with that.
Good Lord.
Oh, goodness. How did we get on that? I just hope I don't get deported. That's all I'm worried about these days.
I'm not looking forward to our next next travel together, I must say. Not going to be great.
No. But, I was going to ask you, though, how do you... We've talked about it a little bit. How do you really feel about it being here? Is it kind of cool for you, or is it just like, would you rather be out of town?
I think I'd rather be out of town. I mean, it's cool that the game is here and all the, you know, it's great.
All the events.
It's great for local business and the economy, but selfishly, the Super Bowl is sort of a mini vacation for us.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a place to go try something cool and, you know, like, see new things, so I'm into that.
Well, all right, we get to go to Minneapolis next year.
The thriving metropolis of Minneapolis.
I want to thank Sprint one more time for sponsoring us this week. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we will be back tomorrow right here at Radio Row. But first, AJ?
That's right. I'm going to tell you about Boyert Shooting, the Boyert Shooting Center, which... Guys, this is a next-level shooting center. It is the most elite indoor gun range in the city, the largest selection of machine guns in the city. And the big game week this week, the 28th to the 5th, come in with your buddies. Check out the Texan machine gun experience at Boyert Shooting Center. Guys, they have some awesome guns you can shoot. It's at the Westheimer location, a couple minutes from the Galleria, not out of the way. You don't have to go out to the boonies to find the place. And you can shoot belt-fed machine guns, Tommy guns, Thompsons, AK-47s, MP5s, and more. Packages start at just $37.50 per person, so book your experience today at Boyert.com. If you've ever been out to Vegas, you always see the signs. Go shoot these crazy awesome guns. And now we've got it right here in Houston at Boyert Shooting Center. That's Boyert.com, Boyert.com.
This is Sprint Week.